Hello, my beautiful creatives, Francesca here. And this is I Just Wanna Write, a series of very short podcasts for those who, like me, are not professional writers, but indulge in the pleasure of writing just because we like it and feel the benefits of it. In each podcast, I'm gonna give you a few ideas on how to practice your writing activity with fun, depth, and creative exploration. So take your time to grab your coffee, light up a candle or an incense, put on your favorite music, and let's just begin. Last time we spoke about negative beliefs and positive affirmations. We saw how simply stocking positive sentences on a pile of negative feelings and thoughts is going to be detrimental on the long run. And that what's needed, before we recur to them, is to become fully aware of the heavy, harmful quagmire we may harbor within our subconscious mind, and start moving it a bit through the use of creative arts and other techniques in order to promote the process of misidentification from them. If we don't start feeling in the guts and in the heart that we are truly something different from the content of those beliefs, piling up positive thoughts on negative others, in the end will only grow our skepticism on the healing process, since we will finally and inevitably experience them as no true assertions. As a consequence, we'll grow feelings of anger and impotence. And that happens just because our true potential, what we really are, is buried under tons and tons of that negative rancid quagmire. To give you a strong sensorial example, alert, this is a sensitive content, to put beautiful thoughts on that pile of trash is just like putting deodorant on a smelly, sweaty armpit. Yeah, exactly the disgust you are experiencing right now, and just because you heard about that. Sorry for the truce example, but I wanted to get from you exactly that reaction of disgust. So, I think we all agree here. First, you wash your armpit. Then, you can put the deodorant and you will smell beautifully. That makes sense, no? Well then, today we move on to the fourth stage of what is commonly called the belief work or belief transformation, connecting with inner wisdom. Usually it is said something like that: within us all lies a deep well of wisdom and guidance. Take time to connect with this inner voice through meditation, journaling, or simply taking a quiet walk in nature. This inner wisdom can help guide you in releasing limiting beliefs and stepping into your full potential. This work is based on the assumption that within us all lies a deep well of wisdom and guidance. What do we mean by that? That statement is expressing the idea that each person has an inner source of knowledge, insight, and direction that is unique to them. This inner wisdom is often thought to be a higher level of consciousness, beyond the conscious mind, that is connected to a universal intelligence or divine source. The idea is that by accessing the inner wisdom, individuals can gain clarity, receive guidance, and make the best decisions for themselves. It can help people navigate life's challenges and, among other things, overcome limiting beliefs. This is very true and very cool, but how to come in contact with that higher part of us? When our minds keep whirling with any kind of thoughts and our emotions are constantly pulling us towards thousands of directions at every single moment. And we feel therefore doomed to be constantly pulled into that quagmire of confusion, jumping like grasshopper from one thought to another, fermenting emotions one after the other. Wow, that really sounds like there is no hope. But this is wrong. Oh boy, if it's wrong. Listen, we humans have some valuable ways to tap into this source of wisdom and guidance. All of them are very well known by now. They are known as meditation, mindfulness, and the exercise of self-reflection. Writing can be exercised as a form of meditation. There are many ways of doing so, and games are available in my blog, The Creative Writing Playground, at gatedreams.com, in the Creative Writing section, if you'd like to try them. They're for free for Aurovillians and newcomers, that's why you have to subscribe. You see, I will use the uploaded material for a future publication, and the subscription just makes me sleep nicely at night. Okay, we were saying that writing can be done as a form of meditation. How, you'd like to know? Well, by journaling, for example. But it can involve other deepening and sacred exercises as well. Or we can directly engage our creative imagination with the aim of expanding our consciousness or awareness. A pleasant side effect will be to become more creative in our artistic endeavors or lifestyles. Remember that your subconscious is powerful. The thought patterns that are formed in the subconscious have a tremendous impact in your life. Be watchful of the things you say, and remember there is power behind your words and thoughts. In order to be aware of all that, you need to take a step back from your problems. Look at them with a clear perspective. Remember that your higher self knows best. You need to put silence and space between you and all that is agitating on the surface mind and in your stomach. By writing down all that I called here your personal quagmire, allow you to calm down, relax, empty the bowels of your subconscious, and therefore lessen the pressure. You will become more present, and your mind will be quiet. And that's when we can tap into our inner wisdom and begin the process of transforming our negative beliefs. We can't do that before. As already said, just piling up positive thoughts, it's not gonna do the trick. You can see now how the process can be slow and how it is important to build up patience and trust. In fact, one of the very first positive beliefs you need to strengthen is exactly that of trust. That all the process is gonna work out for you. You need to believe in that first. You need to feel it in the guts and the heart. It will take time. I don't lie to you. It's not gonna happen overnight. The decision of going through in the process of personal transformation is a courageous one. But it's also unavoidable if you wish to activate improvement and change. You need to talk to yourself, motivate yourself, even when you cannot find any trace of true innate positive belief in you, but only darkness and desperation. To share a personal experience, what I did at that time wasn't telling to myself, I will do it because I am divine, or I have inner strength, etc. I simply started by telling myself the truth. I don't feel any trust within myself, but I have to feel it. I have to overcome all this, no matter what. I have no other choice. And day after day, by writing, by living, I discovered new tiny sparks of hope. I realized that I actually had strength within me. I saw this through experience and journaling that experience. That expanded my awareness and sped up the process, because I was more focused and clear within myself. Only then I could begin to tell myself that I had strength, because I experienced it and recorded it in my notebook. Focus is the key. It was finally a real experience to me, of which I could be the witness. What I'm telling you is that daily writing expands your awareness beyond your negative beliefs and puts in front of your eyes that there are many small little successes, small little beautiful things happening, which you cannot see if you don't focus yourself on them. That's all, that's the trick. Of course, the more you grow in your self-confidence, the many the challenges will be. They are tests, and it's important to keep writing them down in order to overcome them with the help of the true direction coming from wisdom. Writing is essential. Writing is the key. Writing is the solid rock on which to rely. Writing is the bin in which we throw the waste that it's not needed anymore. It's a long, excruciating, sometimes impatient path that is worthy to go through. Writing is the crouch. And what's really valuable is that writing is the silent friend that doesn't need to tell us its point of view on our delicate matters. It just listens quietly to us. Yo, well, with that I'd like to close. We said many important things. Take time and space to digest them. But before we say goodbye, remember that you can find these and other many writing games in my blog, The Creative Writing Playground, which you will find at gatedreams.com. Sign up and have a look at them. The sign up is needed by me because, as already told you, I'm uploading there things that will be used for future works. But for your Ovilians and newcomers, it's for free, so don't miss it. Till next episode, then, where we will discuss the fifth stage of the recovery process from negative beliefs in this podcast series dedicated to the topic. Keep up writing, enjoy your writing, and catch you later, Oroville. Peace.